Lift your hands. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence. Thank you. We give you the praise. Whole week, heavy rain of your word, miracles, of signs, and of wonders. Thank you for this climax, because nobody will leave you the same way. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Please be seated. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. This is going to be a very, very sharp appreciation service, more or less, for the conference. But because it is a blessing Sunday, we shall also receive the release of the blessing. Genesis 1, 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning, we'll speak on the subject quickly, the power of the blessing. The power of the blessing. And our objective is just straight away understanding the power of the blessing. And secondly, understanding the way of the blessing. One of the most important things anybody can be given on earth is the blessing. One of the highest things anybody can be given in life is the blessing. Some time ago I said, and it is in the book titled The Blessing, that when God made man, the highest and the best God gave to man was the blessing. The blessing. And God blessed them. God didn't give them money, didn't give them cash, didn't give them anything physical. He gave them the blessing. After the world of Noah was destroyed, Genesis chapter 9, and God was restarting the earth, again, the highest and the best he gave to Noah, to man, was the blessing. God blessed them. A major assignment of the priest in Israel, according to Numbers chapter 6, from verse 23, it says, on this wise shall the priest bless the people. The blessing. After Peter identified who Jesus was, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13, when he said, who do men say that I am? The highest that Jesus gave to Peter was the blessing. Blessed art thou, Simon, Arjuna. Beloved brothers and sisters, one of the best God can give to you is what you are about to be given this morning. Somebody say, you are blessed. Say, I am blessed. All right, I now say to you, you are blessed. Say a louder amen. You are blessed. What is the power of the blessing? Number one, it is the power to bear fruit. Nobody is permitted to be fruitless or unproductive who is blessed. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful. The power to bear fruit. Number two is the power to increase. Is the power of increase. Which says that you are not permitted to remain the way your life is. That anywhere we see you per time is the lowest you are meant to be by the blessing. That is, if the blessing of God is upon your life, your life is not permitted to remain the same way. God bless them. God said, be fruitful, multiply. Number three is the power to break barriers. Replenish the earth means go beyond where you are, stretch out, break forth. Is the power to break forth. Is the power to stretch out. The power to break barriers. What is the power of the blessing? Number four, it is the power to take charge. When you, anywhere you keep a blessed person, it takes charge. Isaac took charge in the land of the Philistines. Abraham took charge. Jacob took charge in the house of Laban. Joseph took charge in Egypt. You shall take charge. Number five is the power to rule and reign. The blessing makes a man a king of his heart. The people where Abraham wanted to buy the land for a burying place for his wife, they say, you are a prince among us. It gives you the power to, that you are a king of some sort. And your kingship is more than the kingship of the earth. Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. You are a mighty prince. The blessing makes you a king of some sort. In any realm you found yourself, you are in charge. Number six is the power of divine direction. The blessing is tied and connected to direction. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1. The power of direction. Direction was coming by the blessing. You can't be blessed and be stranded for direction. Inside the blessing is a direction. Number seven is the power of divine provision. The power of divine provision. The power of supernatural supply. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It added no sorrow. Proverbs 10 and in verse 22. When God blessed Abraham, Genesis chapter. 13 and in verse 12, in verse 2. And Abraham was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. It's the power of divine provision. Number three is, that's number one now. Number eight is the power of divine preservation. That is protected and preserved. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8. Thus said the Lord, as the new one is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. Genesis chapter 20 and in verse 3 and 4. When Abimelech, God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, you are a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken is a man's wife. For touching Abraham's wife, you are dead. God fights and defends and protects and preserves the blessed. The power of divine preservation. Number nine is the power of divine health. We saw a sickless Abraham until old age. In Genesis chapter 25 verse 7. All the way to verse 8. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived. 103 score and 15 years. That's 175 years. And Abraham gave up the ghost. Died in a good old age. An old man, full of years, was gathered to his people. He lived sicklessly by the blessing, divine health and strength, actually, because Abraham, at the age of over 120 something years, after Sarah died, remarried and gave birth to 6 more children. Remarried. Was that Genesis 23? Yes, that's right, 25:1. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, after Sarah had died. And she bare him Zimran, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, Shua. These are children behind Isaac and Ishmael. At least one of them there is a nation too, the nation of the Midianites. Right? Still came out of Abraham. What kind of power is that? You were already 100 when Isaac came. And your wife has come and gone. One age, 120. Who is talking of remarrying at that time? Strength. The power of divine health and strength. And number 10 is the power of divine life. The fulfillment of days. We saw that still in Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 7 and in verse 9. The power of divine life. Hallelujah. That is what you're about to receive this morning. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What is the way of the blessing? There are a couple of forces that are necessary to make the blessing happen. Number one is the force of praise. The force of praise. Psalm 67, verse 5 to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall praise him, shall fear him. Let the people praise God, then God shall bless us. If you don't struggle to praise, no devil can deny your blessing. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Then shall the earth yield, release the force of praise, and God will release upon you the force of the blessing. Number two is the force of prayer. Genesis 32 and in verse 24. All right, 24 all the way to verse 28. But verse, all right, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, which was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. So you can secure, you can make demands on the blessing at the place of prayer. Lord, my life cannot remain like this. I can't live a life that appears cursed. I need to be blessed. It's a force of praise. The force of prayer, number three, is the force of the covenant of supernatural supply. The covenant of giving. The covenant of supernatural supplies. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 35. Bible said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You feel blessed when you receive, but the higher blessing is in giving. The covenant practices in all ramifications, in fightings, in givings, in offerings for your benefit. The force of the covenant of supernatural supply. Number four is the force of the word, the force of light. Light from the word. The force of light from the word. He said in Matthew chapter 16, after Peter got the light from the of who Christ was, he said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. So the revelation brings the blessing. Light from the word brings the blessing. Every time God shows you something new, a fresh release of blessing comes upon you. So it's the force of light from the word. Number five is the force of service. Service to God. You shall bless the Lord your God, and he shall bless, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. If God does not beg you to serve him, you won't beg him to bless you. You shall bless the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. You serve God in in-house service. You serve God in soul-winning service, in the salvation of the lost, salvation of souls. You serve God in the defense of the gospel where necessary. The force of service. Number six is the force of faith. The force of faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed. I can't be in the faith and be cursed. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed. Your faith in God, your belief in the word, acting on the word, will provoke and activate the blessing. Hallelujah. Anybody here, there, say loud amen. Number 9. Is that right? Or number 7. The force of faith. Number 7. Sorry, are we going to number 7? Number 7. The force of uprightness. Uprightness. Righteous living. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Righteous living, godly living. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Righteous living. Faithfulness in living for God and faithfulness in every realm. The force of righteous living. Living unrighteously, ungodly defilement of conscience makes it impossible for the blessing to happen. The force of righteous living. Number 8 is the force of prophetic pronouncement. The force of prophetic covering. Prophetic covering and pronouncement. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23. Prophetic of priestly covering and pronouncement. Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Somebody say amen. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. 27. And you shall, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The priest pronounces the blessing, and the Lord seals the blessing. You value for the priest or prophet over your life secures your blessing. Honor for the priest or prophet over your life secures your blessing. Obeying the instruction of priest or prophet over your life secures your blessing. Not just being in church. There are people in church, and wherever they are talking against God, against church, they are very comfortable. They even make contribution so that they can appear sociable. And that is attracting something else to their lives. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Today, your blessing is sealed. Somebody bless you, say amen. Did you receive something this morning just now? Somebody bless you, say loud amen. Somebody bless you this morning, say loud amen. So I prophesy upon you this morning. I declare every trace of fruitlessness in your life is arrested. Go and bear fruit in all realms by the blessing of God. I declare your increase on every side. Increase on every side in the name of Jesus. Every barrier against your expansion, I declare the barriers are broken in the name of Jesus. I command you to go take charge. Go take charge. Go take charge. Go take charge. Subdue the devil. In the name of Jesus, I declare your season to rule and reign has come. You shall rule and you shall reign by the blessing of God in the name of Jesus. Everyone in need of divine direction, you need clarity of direction in any area of your life. Direction is released. This December, you shall not enter the next year in confusion.
There shall be clarity of direction. There shall be accuracy of direction. There shall be precision in direction. In the name of Jesus, divine provision, supernatural supplies in this season is your portion. In the name of Jesus, you will not be wasted by any devil. I declare your protection and preservation by the blessing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every sickness and disease. By the way, the month of December is the month of above only in wholeness. Wholeness. Wholeness means health. Wholeness means deliverance. Wholeness means breakthrough. Wholeness means nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Hey! In the name that is above every name, I decree today the power. I declare divine health. I declare wholeness. I declare deliverance. I declare breakthrough. Receive in the name of Jesus. Life. The gate of death is locked against your life. For you and for your loved ones and your family members, that gate is locked by the one that has the key of death and life. In the name of Jesus, it is not open for you to enter before your time. In the name of Jesus. And the grace to praise, to pray, to practice the covenant, to be disciplined to study the word, to serve the Lord with all your strength in soul winning, and to move by faith, and the grace to walk in uprightness, and to submit obediently under prophetic covering, to activate the blessing, the grace is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me this morning. I give you the praise for your word to me this morning. Father, I receive, I connect the proclaimed and pronounced blessings this morning. I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it. Open your mouth and pray it. One minute. I receive today the pronounced blessing, the announced blessing, the decreed blessing, the proclaimed blessing. Father, thank you for your word to me this morning. I connect the proclaimed blessing. I connect the pronounced blessing this morning. I receive the blessings, Lord, now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You are saying to me, Pastor, I've seen the miracles. I've heard people's stories. And I want to belong to Jesus. I want to be free from sin. I want to live for God. I want today to mark a new day for me. Anywhere you are, carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly run to the front. While they are coming, we'll also serve the communion at the same time to spare the time. Stand up on your feet. I want to be saved. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Run forward here. I'll give you the count of 20 while you run to the front here. 1. Lord, I give you my heart. 2. I give you my soul. 3. For you alone. Shut up, I give
you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every breath
that I take.
Every moment
I'm away.
Are you waiting me?
Lord. Now, keep coming. You want forgiveness for your sins? You are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle you are not happy with, and you want the yoke of it broken. Also rush to the front here. You are bound by a lifestyle you are not happy with. Smoking, drinking, marijuana, tobacco, crack cocaine, alcoholism, pornography, prostitution, masturbation, womanizing, any form of addiction. Or you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you another count of 10. Quickly, be up in the front here. 1.
I've got my mind made up.
2.
I won't turn back. 'Cause I want
3.
To see my Jesus. Someday I've got my mind.
4. Of my life. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.